Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Walk, is it something that requires special shoes, a special attitude? Are you levitating when you're walking on sunshine? How does
sometimes
that work?
Sometimes it feels that way in the metaphor.
Yeah.
That's just floating through.
Metaphorically speaking, it's August the 9th. It's not a metaphor for... Well, August 9th is the day Elvis passed, I think, wasn't it? Oh, is that today, August 9th, 1977? Seems to me that sticks in my craw. We'll figure out. This is Elvis week anyway, because tributes to him. January, his birthday was, I think, January 8th,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, August 16th was the day he died.
16th, okay, all right. So we'll put that into perspective as we get closer to it. Speaking of things that are in perspective, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, who voted in Ohio yesterday. I watched this a little bit, or followed it a little bit last night, and I think the appropriate vote took place. So you in Ohio, those of you who are there, including Jay Kirshner, voted against issue one. Last time I checked, it was about 56.
You know how I voted.
Well, I'm going to guess that's how you voted. And maybe you shouldn't tell people how you voted. Listen, I don't ever want to cow you into anything. I'm assuming, but I shouldn't assume, because when you assume something, it makes an ass out of you and me. I don't want to do that. I would, if I had been in Ohio, I would have voted the way the majority of people voted to reject.
Yes, Ohio turned it down.
Yes, uh-huh. So what does that mean for a number of things, including the pro and the con, the abortion rights supporters? There are a lot of things. You explained this a little bit to me about how it would have eliminated the need for votes.
And, yeah, even the subliminal messaging as far as front yard signs, where it was, as so many elections are, and they should not be, it becomes right versus left. It becomes Republican versus Democrats. And
right,
the front yard signs, anything that was saying vote yes, were in red. The majority were in red, stating that that's the Republican vote. Any that were saying no were in blue, stating that that's the Democratic vote. There were some that had the colors of red, white, and blue, and they were very neutral. And my thing was just let people know that there's election, or there is going to be a vote, what it's about, and where they can find more information, because there was a lot involved in issue one, but it just became this whole pro or anti-abortion situation. So issue one was the only thing on the ballot, and it was going to raise the simple majority threshold of passing any changes to the state constitution, which currently stands at 50% plus one. That's been there since 1912. That's what's going to stay. What it would have changed was changing it to a 60%, 40% vote. So it also was going to change how petitions were happening. So rather than needing a certain percentage, you needed a certain percentage per county. So it's one of those things of, if you're going to change the state constitution, you better make sure the majority of people want to do it. However, and that enough people are represented. However, that gives 40% of people way more power of stopping anything. And then that would, if that went in, so that would change what the potentially what the abortion rights vote coming up would be, but it would also change. It also goes for anything else that will be coming up down the road. However, this is all solely, and as a lot of the politicians are even saying, this is 100% about abortion rights. This is 100% about the abortion stuff. So it possibly changed a lot of people's minds and how they voted, depending on if they liked this, but they felt a different way about abortion, and it just all kind of got convoluted. But everybody said, hey, you know what, let's keep this the status quo. And I think it was, I can't recall what the actual percentages were, but it was nearly a landslide.
Yes, it was close, like two-thirds yes and one-third no.
Yes.
there, and the way it was handled, the Seneca County roots that I have in Tiffin, going to school at Heidelberg for 4 years. Interesting to see how then I used to own the radio station there that I started on back in the dinosaur age. So I was close to what those people there are thinking, and they're pretty right of center, pretty Republican in that community. But in generally, the state Ohio is often a key state, like Pennsylvania is a key state. Mm-hmm.
Because it can flip very easily.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The status quo, I guess that's probably the best way to summarize what happened. And there was a good turnout. That's good. But what I understood to be the case was, because there's 88 counties in Ohio, one of the small counties could change, if this had been approved, would change everything, right? Isn't that, they could, or screw
well,
up,
yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, it really gives a lot of power to people against something or people wanting to stop something in the sense of you only need 40% rather than the 50% minus one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, when you look into it and do your own research, you can see pros and cons for voting either which way.
Yeah.
The problem is nobody does their own research. Too many people just do what they're told or do what signs they see in people's front yards that say what the political side should say. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing about Ohio.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily register with a political party to vote. It's whenever there are those elections where you get either a Democrat ballot or a Republican ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Ballot, and then that's pretty much what you end up as, which one you ask for, that's what you end up as until the next time one of those elections are and you ask for a different ballot.
Yeah, I don't like that.
If you are an unattached voter, you don't vote in those elections.
Do you have to prove you're you when you go to vote? You have to have ID? Is there voter ID required?
Yes, you have to hand over your voter ID, and then you have to still state your name and address and just...
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
See, I think that's the way it should be. Everybody should have to prove, in my world, if I were king of the world or in charge of America, I would want people to vote on the day of the election.
Mm-hmm.
No early voting, no mail-in, none of that stuff, because there's too much fraud that could be attached to that. And then I would want them to be able to prove who they are. And then, in order to make sure that that was something that was doable, you make sure that everybody can get a driver's license or some kind of ID
and
get it legitimately.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
You don't need a driver's license to have access to a state ID. But also,
no.
I would hate the thought of, and I know you don't like that word hate, but I would hate the thought of knowing that somebody could go and vote under my name without showing any proof. And then if I show up and somebody used my name, and I'd be like, wait, I can't cast my own vote? What's going on?
Right. Yeah, that's a crazy system. It's not realistic, frankly, but some people try to convince folks that that is the best way to go. So what part did radio play? The radio talk shows in Cleveland and Toledo and down in Cincinnati and Dayton and Columbus. How much, there had to have been a whole lot of local conversation about this. And because most of the talk radio stuff is right of center, I'm speculating here now, wondering if I can get some more information, because if most of the radio, most of the talk is right of center, and they were for this, then they didn't either have much impact.
Yeah, that would be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
And if people, and I know it's equal opportunity if you invite anybody on, and you would have to have both sides stating their case.
Oh, you do?
If you and...
Why would you have to do that?
Isn't that the law?
Maybe
that was only Tennessee law.
The
last station I worked for, if there was a politician on for one side, you had to have equal opportunity.
That used to be
on the other side.
Yeah, that used to be the case before. When that was changed, that was the thing that opened up the possibility for Limbaugh, and then that opened up the possibility for what we have today. Which is pretty much one-sided.
Well, I'm talking only 3-4 years ago, so I guess maybe it's by state. It's not actually FCC regulated.
I wouldn't have thought that, but because Limbaugh wouldn't be able to exist in Ohio, or anybody who's doing a one-sided talk program, if that was the rule, you'd have to counter it with equal opportunity. That's really what they called it. not equal opportunity, but that was the...
Well, you see this on news shows, too, and even if the if the show itself is leaning a certain way, they still let that be known, and they combat it, but they still give the person airtime to debate the rebuttals.
Yeah, that's not the rule in most places, and I don't remember it being when I was in Ohio, when I was... when I had my two-year stint down in Cincinnati at WCKY, I didn't have to do it. Whenever I was on in Cleveland, I didn't have to do it. So, I don't know. That's an interesting thing to figure out, though. Both sides of that conversation, in fact. So Ohio votes against issue number one. It was a one to 700,000 or so people. How many are registered to vote in Ohio? How many people could have voted had they got their act together?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have to ask the Googlebot for that one.
All right. Anyway, so I think it was a fairly good turnout. The problem with these special elections, as it's the same thing that you encounter with primaries. People don't think, because they aren't well educated as to how the system works anymore, because the government has changed what is required in terms of civics. Some districts have gone back to teaching civics, which is basically how the government works and what you should know about how it works. But most people are quite ignorant about the system. It may be that we talk about it here in these circumstances and you try to get people interested or excited or involved because you see what the, in this case, it was important for the future of Ohio in many ways to get this right. And then you could say, well, what's right? That's up to you to decide what's right. And I don't mean that right or left, and I don't mean it has applicability to abortion rights. It just is, you want to have something be the outcome, then you take part in the outcome by going to vote.
Well,
pretty simple.
And even knowing about it, that was one of the things that for a while I knew about it because I saw a lot of the petitioners who were even just trying to get this on the ballot. And then the front yard signs. I didn't really see much information about it anywhere else. And again, people do not do their own research. To answer your previous question, though, how many registered voters in Ohio? A little over 8 million.
How many?
A little over 8 million.
Wow, so less than 10% sort of devote. That's not good. All right, here we are. We figured that out at least 18 after on Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Steph Curry, do you know who he is, Jay?
Yes.
Doug Steffens, okay.
Very, very good basketball player.
Apparently he's a pretty good singer as well. He plays for the Golden State Warriors, and now there's a lot of attention on him because of a performance that he gave on stage. So we'll talk about what he performed in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Good Day program for August the 9th.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
What's going on is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, by the way. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, RVs. I put my automobile insurance with Progressive yesterday. After all of the years that I'd been with one fellow, and the agent is a cool guy, great friend. But the prices just keep going up and up and up, and I haven't really done a good job of trying to find out what the the competitive prices are. So I called. I said to the guy when I called, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, that I was a radio guy and the Progressive advertised. I don't think that had any impact. But I saved $400-something a year, and $400 a year in my pocket is better than in some insurance company's pockets. So I did it. And I feel like a duck out of water a little bit because I've been with the other guy in the other circumstance for so long. But Progressive did the job for me. I'm getting paid to tell you about Progressive, but I'm not telling you the story about my own circumstance as part of the deal. But it worked out fine. The fellow was very Very friendly, very informative, and was a good exchange. So that's my experience. Okay. Meanwhile, back to Steph Curry, Stephen Curry, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. There are some people think he's the best three-point shooter in the NBA.
Quite possibly and, is.
Yeah, right.
He is very good.
He's a two-time MVP, four-time champion, but apparently he likes to sing. And he appeared on stage at the Chase Center during a concert by a group called Paramore. I don't know who they are. Do you know
Paramore? Yeah. They're a fun band. And he and the lead singer, Hayley Williams, have had a friendship for a long time. And so he came out during Misery Business and kind of like sang, chanted the bridge before they both came in together for the chorus and confetti went out. And
are they dating?
No, he's happily married with children.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure what her relationship status is, actually. Mm-hmm. No, they're just good friends. They're great friends.
Yeah, good. That's good. Yeah. So singing apparently isn't bad, but if you look at the clip, his stage presence, well, he's used to being on the floor, so he knows what it's like to be in front of a lot of people, probably. That's one of the reasons that he was comfortable, but a lot of people in the audience were shocked. But he went at it, and big crowd there. They all
loved there. I mean, four-time champion.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, is training for the NBA season starting yet? Are they ready?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's that story for you on the social media side here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fear of noises. You know, we live in a high decibel society, one where the average street sounds are amplified 100 times by the hullabaloo of traffic, rock music, portable radios, people yelling, and dozens of other noises. To a dog or cat's keen sense of hearing, everything seems even louder and more strident. A pet who is scared at the age of 3 months by the sound of a car backfiring may always shy away from cars if nothing is done to make them feel that cars are okay, especially if they negative gets a chance to spend much time around them. It's not just cars, of course. The number of unusual noises a pet may hear and fear in his life are considerable. Thunderstorms, firecrackers, Harley Davidsons can all trigger. Cap guns, sirens, this can all make your dog react. So here's what I recommend that you do. Now, thank goodness for the technology of the internet, you can download all the different sounds that your puppy or kitten will be exposed to, play them at a gradual volume, very low, and over a period of time increase it gradually till your dog or cat doesn't react, and you'll all be fine.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
How do you do? Well, I hope. 34 after the hour, August 9th is upon us. It's a Wednesday on the Good Day program. Fighting against truth decay all day, every day. You can listen to the Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com. The whole thing, every day, all day long. Get our podcast, the download, if you will, that focuses every day on some of the hot stuff that we talked about the day before. We're on the gas price thing in the recent download, talking about what it is here and there. It also talked about Sandra Bullock's longtime love who passed away, and the looming battle between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, with our take on that. Catch it at gooddayshow.com. Brought to you in part by the folks at 541 Travel. Do not forget, and I suppose you can now, more and more people every day, dozens of folks call this number, 800-419-DOUG. You know, the audience is different all the time, and people say, well, why are you talking about this so much? Well, because I'm being paid to talk about it.
And it's not a contest. It's a giveaway.
No, it's just, You want to go to Las Vegas? Here's a good way to get started. Dial 800-419-3684 and then get the story from one of the operators. That's why we say be one of the first 10 calls, because there are 10 operators that are standing by. And so you get in right away. You get your conversation right away. You figure out what's going on right away. It's so easy, easy. Remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day radio program. Doug will be back before you know it. I'm Jay Kirshner, starting off with a little bit of good news. There is a woman who is doing something special, not only for seniors, but for the pets. She has helped 100 seniors rehome their pets before passing away, helping to bring peace of mind right at the end of their lives. Her name is Angela Refuse. She is 28. And she was inspired to create her charity after her 85-year-old grandfather died, leaving his cat Mackenzie without a home, and none of Angela's relatives had capacity.
Oh, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I do remember thinking, wow, buying tickets at a store. You can't really, most grocery stores, you can't buy lottery tickets in. Usually it's a convenience store, a gas station, something like that, but in Florida, the public stores sell them. So there you go, millions, which is obviously subject to taxes. The states tax the lottery winnings. It's taxes, 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 and more taxes. But you still are pretty well off. Mega Millions in 45 states. So I wonder, why is it that the other states... I think I ask this question a lot because it seems kind of weird. Why wouldn't you have it in all states? If I were in a state and it wasn't legal to play Mega Millions or Powerball, I'd wonder why. And I'd want to make a big stink about it. Because that's just my nature. I want to make a big stink about a lot of stuff.
Well, gambling in any form is against the law in Hawaii.
Yes.
I don't know any other five states that are like, no, we don't do this, but I knew that for Hawaii.
But, you know, they didn't do it because of the lottery. What they did, because they didn't want, pardon this for the Las Vegas folks, they didn't want Hawaii to end up like Las Vegas. They didn't want it to have an element, because they think that there's an element, I don't know who they are, but there are some folks who think that there is an element that goes with gambling, and I guess there is. There's a lot of crime associated with it in some circumstances. There's a lot, there's a lot of fun, but there's addiction. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Well, and Utah, this is guesstimation, but I would
think Utah's don't like gambling
reason would
either.
Be religious.
All right, so anyway, we've managed to get through that. Let's do some other Florida material here. As long as we're in Florida, congratulating this person in Neptune Beach. Here's something for Florida students. Apparently, there's now going to be a requirement that you have to get your parents' legal consent before you use a nickname in school. This is really strange. I suppose this has to do with LGBTQ stuff and how...
But doesn't, like, any nickname needs parental
My nickname is
approval?
Doug. So did I have to get my parents' approval to
my
use Doug?
My nickname is Jay.
Yeah, right. Jessica and Dudley. Huh. Let's see, who do we apply? Where do we go? Call Ron DeSantis to find out who has to give us permission to use that. Well, we're older now. This applies to youngsters who are in, and this again, red and blue, red and blue, red and blue. So you have to, they've developed a form to get parental consent to use any deviation or nickname
or
from your legal
names. Yeah,
name.
Which might go against his anti-LGBTQ
right.
IA
yeah.
plus community.
How do you win when you're that negative? How is that? I suppose you can apply that to what happened in Ohio yesterday or any vote that becomes so political. How does, I've never been a DeSantis fan. Don't like pretty much his whole shtick. But there, I have on occasion defended him because I think the news media piles on because the news media is certainly more to the left in general than to the right. But I think that he makes his own bed here with a lot of this stuff because I don't think the guy has just my gut. You know, I have a pretty good sense. And my gut tells me the guy doesn't really have any principles at all. He's just going with the flow. He wants to get elected, so he says what people think he ought to say. I don't think that he believes any of this stuff or much of it.
Or he's
and
trying
if
to
he does,
Trump.
Yeah,
and Donald
right.
Trump isn't even like this. Like,
no, he could care less about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything to say for
it's
the most
absurd.
Part.
Absurd.
So even if a transgender student got permission from their parent to use a different name, teachers would still not be obligated to use that student's preference or the pronouns that go with it. I've noticed more he, him, what is it? He, him.
They.
They? Yeah. Okay.
Well, and with the whole thing of nicknames as it currently stands, pretty much across the board, there are students who are known by a nickname or they go by their middle name. They use their middle name instead of their first name.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to award recognition or anything like that, they put down their legal name.
Mm-hmm.
They will use the first legal first name and last name, even if the student goes by their middle name. And that's just something that they've always done.
Hmm. Well, I'm not sure how this all the pieces fit together, but I know that in places like Broward County, which is the second most populous county, it's Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood down there, they aren't teaching alternatives to abstinence, only abstinence. Why should they be teaching any of that at all? That's not what
in
you
high
do.
School age,
yeah,
high school age children.
Information about health ed should be included so that you know how your body works. But this is.
But I think some kids, like teens, you know, they get a little randy. Those hormones are pumping, and they don't know that there are other options than the actual deed of sex.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll pause for a moment here at 43 past the hour. This is Good Day.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortened breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, regular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now, be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stanton Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Kind of a reminder of that. All right. 14 before the hour. Say 14. hour again. All right, good day. Doug Steph and Jay Kirshner, while we're in Florida talking about what's going on there, here's the story from Tampa. The mayor went fishing. It's down in the Florida Keys. He reeled in a pretty big catch. Right. She and her family were fishing. Her name is Jane Castor. I don't know that much about Tampa politics. If it's on the East Coast, I kind of know what's going on. I don't know much about the West Coast. Anyway, she was out fishing. They spotted a big package in the water, and it turned out it contained 70 pounds of cocaine worth over $1 million. So she saved the location off of the Middle Keys and down in Marathon, that area down there where it is. Pretty close to, it's a border point. People come into America in the Keys all the time. Very easy. There's no real border control. There's some in Miami, but not a lot. Florida's pretty easy, pretty porous, and you can get, that's why it's a great place for cocaine trafficking and drug trafficking in general. So there's a lot of pictures that have been posted on, oh my God, if I see this one more time, I'm going to rip it up, on X, in parentheses, formerly known as Twitter.
Right, okay. Like how hard is it to say FKA?
Yeah.
Why is it about the whole thing?
Yeah. Anyway, so she made political hay out of it, talking about how she supported how great it was that the boating community it was, and the patrollers who were down there. Anyway, this is a very interesting reality that it's not necessarily because it's her, but anybody. Now, do you suppose that if somebody beside the mayor had reeled this in, that they would have given it to the authorities, or do you take it home and you put it on the market? I got something special for you.
But how many people would actually know how?
Mm-hmm.
To do something like that, to put it on the market. I don't even know how to get to the dark web. Does anybody else? You?
No.
It's like this metaphorical thing that we hear. Not metaphorical, but it's like this fake world we hear about, the dark web, that actually exists. Mm-hmm. No idea how you would even get into it.
What's more interesting about Jane Castor is that she was the chief of police before she became the mayor. She lived in Tampa all of her life, has lived there. But she was the chief for 6 years before she was elected mayor in 2019. Mm-hmm. She's been elected twice, so she must be pretty popular. I'm betting she's pretty law and order as well. So, good. It's interesting. Life is full of so many interesting things. There's so much going on. So many. It's just that we get ourselves in a rut oftentimes. We got to talk about many stations will spend all day talking about what happened in the election in Ohio yesterday. For what good comes of that? Okay, so here's the story. This is what happened. What else is going on? And there are so many things that are going on in the world that are something. You know, it's good. It's good to know that there is something going on in the world beside this kind of stuff. For example, this guy in Pennsylvania who was charged with aggravated assault after police alleged that he intentionally crashed his car into a house.
He ended up on
what?
The second floor.
Hey,
like,
what the heck?
What kind of ramp did he go up?
Well, this is good. Okay. Cuckoo. 49. Actually, it's 10 before the hour. Yes, it is on a good day.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Food Farm Family Time. And so we have our daily overview of what's being recalled, some other Food Farm Family news. We had the story, and you can get this on our podcast, the foodfarmfamily.com site is where we have information that we've related to here on the air or some things that are derivatives of Jay's research. Like the judge dismissing the lawsuit over the length of time Velveeta takes to cook. All right, that's important for people who like Velveeta, something we talked about here, I think, yesterday or the day before. Anyway, you can catch if you lose some of this info or you want some updates on important Food Farm Family news, foodfarmfamily.com. So in going to the recall of the day, David Oppenheimer and Company recalling a 1 pound clamshell of this Pari brand organic green kiwi. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Clamshells of kiwi fruit?
Yeah.
What is it? But what does it mean, clamshells? Clamshells of kiwi fruit? Kiwi fruit comes in its, like, its own. This has been cut up, apparently. Is that what this? Sometimes you see in the grocery stores, instead of just buying the product and bringing it home whole, some people who are so lazy they can't slice up melons or this stuff, they slice it up, charge you an extra $1.10 for doing it, and you have it already cut. So that's the stuff.
I don't know why. I don't believe these ones are cut up, but I don't know why, where clamshell comes in with, kiwi, with the kiwi thing. But it's clamshell container. That's the container.
Ah, okay. So it's Listeria, which is the worst of all of them. Salmonella is kind of low on the totem pole. There's E. coli, and then the worst is this Listeria. So the recall of organic green kiwi fruit, which is grown in New Zealand for the most part, it comes to North America. I have kiwi every single day. It's very good vitamin C, that sort of thing. My daughter actually introduced me to it a long time ago. So this particular kiwi fruit, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, North Carolina, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, pretty much everywhere. So if you have some kiwi, what the brand is, it's not Oppenheimer,
it's Zespri.
Zespri, and I get those all the time. I have some downstairs in my refrigerator. So there's...
They're in the clamshell container.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they are now that I'm putting two and two together here.
Take them back, get your money back, and ask for additional for gas coverage. Yes. And record the whole thing.
Yep. So you got it.
So we can hear.
For your own records, yeah. And send it to us at 855-999-DOUG. All right. Here's the story from Campbell's Soup Company. They have bought Sovos Brands, which is the parent company of Rouse. They make great sauces. You ever use Rouse? The spaghetti sauce.
They're delicious, and let's hope that they stay that way and Campbell's doesn't ruin them.
The big company ruins them. They bought it for $23 a share, paid $2.3 billion. I didn't know this was that big a company. But anyway, and it's in cash, all cash deal. So this is a big expansion of Campbell's meals and beverages unit. Exactly. Let's hope that they don't do it the way they do chicken soup with all the old mealy-mouthed hens that make it instead of the good chickens. This is a big deal for both companies, I think, because it's kind of a different play for Campbell's. Speaking of a different play, the U.S. Department of Labor fining one of the nation's largest food safety sanitary services for illegally employing more than 100 children for work under dangerous conditions. The investigation began last year, and they found 4 Wisconsin-based packing houses had 102 children working there from 13 to 17, operating with chemicals and cleaning meat, processing this sort of thing. It's a slaughterhouse, basically, a company that has slaughterhouses in Arkansas, Colorado, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Tennessee, Texas, all these places. The children were employed. They suffered injuries while working for this company. And, of course, this violates the Child Labor Act. But you got to wonder about what goes on in these packers, the packing houses, the slaughterhouse, and they prepare the meat. And they're using 13-year-old kids to do that. What is that doing to the kids as much as anything else? Good heavens. All right, there's an update on what's going on in some areas of the Food, Farm, and Family Department at 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.